Got a message from a listener, Sammy, who is in a bit of a pickle, a bit of a jam, if you will.
She says, hey, guys, I need some ASAP 911, but not really kind of advice. If you could bump me up to the top of the list.
Oh, okay.
My boyfriend's been out of town this week and told me not to use his new smoker while he was gone.
Like a grill. That's what she's meaning? Like,
yes.
Yeah, right.
Well, I really wanted some smoked salmon last night and figured out how hard could it be.
Sure.
It's like grilling, right?
Kind of.
Wrong.
Okay.
The wood chips weren't moving properly, and it made some sort of grinding sound, so I jammed the tongs in to stop it. Now it won't work.
Oh.
And he gets home tomorrow, and I'm freaking out. I don't even know where to buy a smoker. Like, he's got her. How much they cost or how to fix this thing. Ben, you're a dad. I need dad-level advice.
Oh,
Sammy, the smoker killer.
Wow.
We're going to need for you to dad now, Ben. This is when you step up to the plate. And you, first of all, did you ask what a smoker was? Did you ask? It's like a grill, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't
have
a smoker.
Did you say that out loud?
No, I know what it is.
Okay.
I was saying it.
But what you're
I was
telling
asking
me.
It on behalf of those who may be
right. the
in
lay
the dark.
Person. Got
yes,
it.
You're right. Right.
Okay. But what you're telling me is you have no idea how to fix it either.
I've not used a smoker, so I don't know.
Do you know where to buy one? Or who can fix it?
I mean, I've seen them at like Brownsboro Hardware and like the hardware stores and stuff like that.
Okay. What? All right.
Are you Googling how to fix it? But we don't know. We don't know what's wrong. She said she jammed her tongs in there and now it doesn't work. What is it? Did not spin? Is that what it is? You probably just jammed one of the pieces of wood in there and it's sticking.
Maybe.
And it might be just an easy fix.
Might be.
And
people have asked the question, why is my smoker not working?
Okay.
And it says, locate the fuse. Refer to the manual for your smoker model.
Yeah. Well,
what that is either.
I mean, Sammy, I'm assuming you've Googled this because that's what the first thing I would have done
sure.
is just Googled
right.
and figured this out. And, you know.
And then the next call is us.
Sure.
The next call is us.
What do I do? I mean,
yeah.
I think here's what you do. You say, maybe you don't say anything, and you let him use it the next time,
uh-huh.
and then he is the one who breaks it. He's like, why isn't this working? I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right, so you just play innocent.
Yeah.
The next time he tries to use it, and it doesn't work.
I don't know.
Oh, that's weird.
That is weird.
Huh. Did you break it?
Did you?
What'd you do?
Well, it's funny, I have one in the garage. Got another one in the garage.
Oh.
So yeah, I mean, you could do the whole deny and just kind of say, hey, why I'm in the mood for some smoked brisket. And
smoked brisket.
Why don't you do some smoked brisket this weekend? And so when he does and he realizes it's broken, then he'll be like, huh. He's probably not going to point the finger at you immediately.
Because he told you not to use it. And
unless,
you absolutely abided by that.
Unless you haven't cleaned the salmon off of the grill.
Yes, you need to remove the evidence.
Yeah.
Remove the evidence first.
Yeah,
of
I mean,
the salmon.
Either that or you're honest and you're like, hey, I know you told me not to touch it, but I did, and now it doesn't work. Can you look at it, please?
She doesn't want to be honest. She's here.
Can you?
With us.
Can you?
Asking for dad advice from you.
Can you help me? I think I did it wrong. Just say, I think I did it wrong.
He told her not to touch it.
Yeah, but what boyfriend's like, don't touch the smoker?
Probably because he knows that they're special ways that you have to use it.
But
and
I'm
she
saying,
wouldn't know how to do it, and she would land where she is.
Had he said, okay, I don't know if it was a thing. She was like, well, while you're gone, I'm probably going to have some smoked salmon. And he's like, don't touch the smoker. He, like, who says preemptively, hey, bye, honey. Oh, by the way, don't touch the smoker. He's going to say,
maybe
don't touch the smoker because it's broken, or don't touch the smoker because I need to fix it first. So maybe he understands that it's not.
Oh, it was already broken?
Yeah.
You're just going to assume it was already broken.
Yeah, assume it was already broken and say, hey, I think I understand why you asked me not to touch it because I started to like work with it and it's not necessarily working right now.
Okay, well, it's a new smoker.
Oh.
So.
I didn't get that part.
Chances are.
I don't know.
It probably wasn't already broken.
Yeah, probably not.
So probably, I mean, and again, I've never used a smoker. We don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing it's a little bit more intricate than your basic grill.
Mm.
So that's why. Okay. So what's your advice? Are you landing on just pretend like nothing happened, and the next time he tries to use it and can't, that's weird.
There's two avenues to go. There is the own up to it.
Ignore and deny.
Or ignore and deny.
Ignore and deny.
Wait until he uses it and go.
Ignore, deny, blame him.
Don't know. Don't know what happened. Gary texted in a picture of stepbrothers. I know you touched my drum set. Yes. You remember how that turns out.
Yes.
Ooh. Rubs his bits and pieces on it, too.
Stop.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Sammy. I think I would probably, if it were me, I would want you to come to me and say, hey, sorry. I know you told me not to touch it.
I
did.
I really wanted smoked salmon.
And I think I may have done something to it. Don't admit fault. Just say, it's not working for me.
Okay.
Say, I wanted some smoked salmon. I thought I'd try it out. And
I couldn't get it to work.
Get it to work right.
Okay. Chrissy says, not funny, smoker story. My brother asked me to add water to the smoker so it didn't get dry. Well, me not wanting to track dirt through the house to go to the back deck, I took off my shoes. Long story short, I spilled boiling hot water on my feet trying to fill it up. Couldn't feel my toes for about a week. Oh, ouchie.
Yeah, that's not a fun story.
No.
You're right. Funny, not funny. You're
funny,
right.
Not funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck, Sammy. Keep us posted. Enjoy that smoked salmon.